Hi, this is Farah with Fest Pop. We're at Stagecoach 2018 with Bad Ash.
Hi.
All right, so we're going to get right into it with her. What made you first want to get into this industry?
Well, I've always been a singer-songwriter. Since the moment I was singing, and I did a lot of great things as a singer, but then several years ago, I needed something new. And
wanted to expand your horizons, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah. And took up DJing, and it was just so fun, and it came so natural. And it's perfect timing because there weren't many female DJs.
No.
And there's really not any female country DJs.
There's not. There's so, really not.
And I incorporate singing as well into it. So there's I don't know any that do that.
So you get to just take all your passions and just mix them all into this one thing.
Absolutely.
So you have the ideal job.
I guess so. Yeah.
Is this your first time for Stagecoach?
It is. Well, I've been to Stagecoach several times over my life, but just as a consumer, and I loved it. It's always been one of my favorite festivals to go to. And last year I was here and I'm like, gosh, I want to play Stagecoach. Like, why? This is perfect for me. Why can't I do this? And then next thing you know, I get a call. They're like, oh, are you available for Stagecoach? Yes, I am. Oh, my God.
It was like an answer to prayer.
Yeah.
Like, were you listening?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And then you said you've been singing since, like, you could even remember talking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play any instruments, or is it just for, like, DJ, or do you, like, incorporate music?
I play guitar.
Okay.
And I haven't incorporated guitar into my live DJ sets yet. I would like to. I would like to incorporate a drum pad, and I would like to just put on an amazing, entertaining show. We'll get there. We're slowly...
Work in progress.
Yeah, slowly but surely happening. I have a brand new single that I'm releasing, so it would be the first single as a DJ.
Ooh.
That I'm releasing, and I'm going to be premiering it, I guess. Debuting it on stage with dancers.
Ooh.
I'm gonna get out in front, sing, and dance, and do my thing.
Oh, sweetie, no wonder why you're looking so great.
Well, thank you. This isn't my outfit for stage, though.
Oh, so you're just having all day, like, I'm gonna change and be even hotter.
Uh-huh.
Just look and watch what you can have come out.
Exactly. Yeah. Stagecoach, you gotta just give it all you got.
So who are you most excited about seeing, like, perform this week?
Well, unfortunately, I don't really think I'll be able to see anybody. I got to see Florida Georgia Line last night, which I was so excited about.
Yes.
Because they've kind of pioneered
the
crossover genre.
Mm-hmm.
So as a DJ, I would love to go on tour with them as their opening act or their DJ in between things.
Mm-hmm.
They would be like the perfect fit for me, I believe.
Are you listening, Florida Georgia Line? Did you hear that?
DJ Bad Ash is coming for you.
She'll rock your concerts. You make this happen. Come on.
Yeah. I would have loved to have seen Garth Brooks tomorrow night, but I have to go. I won't be able to stay tomorrow. I know.
I'm hurting for you.
I mean, heartbreak here.
Oh.
I know. So, who's tonight? It's Keith Urban.
We have Keith Urban. He's the last one of the night.
I will be watching Keith.
Oh, sweetie.
I love him.
He performs amazing. His voice.
He's so sexy with the guitar, too.
Yes!
Just his, like, passion and the way he moves and everything is just...
You can tell he means every single movement and, like...
He just has it. Like, he's got it.
You know, I'm not denying that. I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
Yeah, whatever that is, he's got it.
He does have it. And then, a little bit off the wall question, but... Dead or alive? Artists that if you could collaborate with, who would it be and why?
Oh gosh.
I know. I'm telling you, it's the toughest question.
There's so many. There's so many.
I'll be nice. I'll let you pick two.
Whoa. Okay. Who would I love? I mean, I would have loved to make something with Avicii. He was like my DJ idol because he was the first one to do an Americana crossover EDM track. So it's always
pretty epic.
Yeah. So it's always, he's been like my guy that in my mind, I'm like, all right, I need to do a song with him because he gets it. He gets what I'm doing. And to actually have a country artist, singer that also DJs, like we would be such a good team, I thought. But who else? And I would have loved to have worked with... I mean, Patsy Cline and Celine Dion are, like, my childhood. Like, that's how I learned how to sing, was listening to them.
Well, the notes that those two can carry and keep carrying on... Mm-hmm. Exactly. I didn't mean to have that be a Celine Dion verse there, but, you know, it goes that way. I might be a little bit of a fan of that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen her concert in Vegas?
I got to see the end of it because I might have had family that's way too dramatic. Mm, okay. That was like, I need to change in my hair.
Oh,
and so
no.
I was late.
No.
They usually close the doors past a certain point.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough. We got in.
Good.
But it was not all of the concert.
Aww. I literally cried at every single song she did.
Aww.
So good.
You are so adorable.
You are. Well, thank you.
And then you said you're debuting a song tonight.
Uh-huh.
So how excited are you?
So excited. I just hope I remember the choreography.
Oh, you will have it. Plus, well, we don't know it, so if you mess up, we won't know.
That's true, but I'm bringing four dancers from LA, and none of our schedules have lined up, so we just got into the rehearsal area, and I taught them a dance, 10 minutes ago, and I don't even remember it, so hopefully...
Oh! So, it's going to be a little mix and match. As long as you guys are playing it off right, I think you'll cover it.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, plus most of them are going to be looking at how gorgeous you are anyways.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh god, she's so pretty. Those moves. They're not even going to be watching the other dancers.
Okay, great.
She's like, she just dusts my confidence.
I mean, great. I'm you know, hopefully you guys can come to the set because...
Oh, we are going to be there.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be the one in the being like, I know her!
Yay!
We'll definitely be there.
Good.
Of course, we couldn't miss it, especially you've been absolutely amazing. Love that you came and met with us.
Well, thank you.
We've listened to some of your stuff that you've played on some TV, different shows and stuff, just because I heard Bad Ash, I'm a huge thing for celebrating females and them accomplishing what they're putting out to do.
Yes.
So as soon as I found out that you were going to be one of the ones I was interviewing, I was so excited.
Yay!
I was like, yes, she's a badass. She has it in her name.
That's awesome.
So we were very excited. So yes, we will most definitely be in the crowd waving you on.
Yay. Okay. Well, then I have nothing to be worried about. You're there. Yes. It's all going to be good.
See? Females supporting females.
Absolutely. We have to.
Oh, we do.
I love the whole movement, the female empowerment movement. It's amazing what's happening right now.
Well, I feel like more females should come together like that versus
They are. I think slowly.
Yes.
We are.
It's taking time.
Yeah. No, it is. I hate when it's like a, I don't like you just because you're...
Just because you're pretty.
Yeah. You're just, it's just ignorant.
Yeah. And I'm hoping we're all moving away from that.
It appears to be that we are.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to wrap up. Sure. Ash, you want to say your goodbyes and thank you for our Fest Pop reviewers?
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the other side of... Other side of Stagecoach, back in LA.
All right.
And you can find me online at djbadash.com or any social media platform, DJ Badash.
Please look her up. She is absolutely fabulous, and she's also very good to look at for all you guys out there. She is going to be the next wave that you do not want to miss. Thank you so much for listening in, and I hope you enjoyed our interview here at Stagecoach 2018. Woo!